Hola amigos y cómo estás? This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. On this Monday, it is February the 23rd. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Thanks for starting the week off with us. It's going to be a much warmer week. And let's check in with the news. Well, Phoenix residents may soon have to pay more to have their garbage collected. The city's Public Works Department says the only alternative is a reduction in services. Ignacio Ventura has more.
The agency, which serves over 400,000 customers, recommended increasing monthly fees people would need to pay for collecting garbage over the course of 3 years. Under the proposal, residents would pay almost 50% more for garbage collection. However, some city officials have raised concerns about high costs. Councilmember Ana Hernandez says the potential action would affect a specific demographic.
Rate increases typically burden low-income families the most, even while they contribute less waste.
The Public Works Department warns that no update to the increasing rates by July would result in a reduction in waste collection and disposal services. The City Council is expected to vote on such amendments in April. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, the President Trump-backed Save America Act is at a stalemate, awaiting the 60 Senate votes needed for its passage. But disability advocates say its proof of citizenship requirements could mean hundreds of thousands of Arizonans will have a harder time voting. Amelia Monroe reports.
The election bill would require individuals voting by mail to prove their citizenship status in person, which the campaign legal counsel, an opponent of the bill, says could curtail mail-in voting practices and dwindle nationwide online voting registration. Proponents argue these features would enhance election security. John Myers is executive director of the Arizona Developmental Disabilities Planning Council and says the notion that voting systems are riddled with fraud, like voting by mail, is unsupported.
But the kinds of things that are in place right now provide that level of security. So the SAVE Act is a solution in search of a problem rather than the other way around.
In 2020, individuals with disabilities that voted increased to 62%, 6 points more than 2016. The majority of them cast their ballots by mail. Amelia Monroe, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, crews with Salt River Project are dumping thousands of fish into Phoenix area canals in an effort to keep them clean. Alex Hager reports the fish eat plants that might otherwise clog up pipes.
That's the sound of a truckload of carp splashing into a canal in Tempe. They'll join more than 40,000 other fish in the canal system. SRP scientist Brian Moorhead says removing all those aquatic plants would be a lot harder with human crews.
It's a long day of pulling a lot of very heavy vegetation out of the canal. Very labor intensive and expensive. So the fish come in, they eat 24/7.
These carp aren't native to the U.S., so SRP only brings in fish that can't reproduce. The agency spent about $250,000 on this year's fish. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As will be in evidence in the Phoenix area this week, a new report finds winters are getting shorter. And as the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, that affects everything from agriculture to fire seasons.
The group Climate Central looked at temperatures in nearly 250 cities across the country. It found that the number of winter weather days had fallen compared to historical norms in 80% of them. The climate change-driven shifts were more modest in the West, but that doesn't mean the impacts aren't serious.
It's because in the West we rely so heavily on snowpack for our water supplies throughout the year.
That's Caitlin Trudeau, a researcher with Climate Central. The report finds that lower snowpacks constrain water supplies, worsen fire seasons, and heavily impact winter recreation-dependent communities. Some fruit and nut crops also depend on low winter temps, which can also keep pests like mosquitoes in check. Some cities have seen dramatic winter shortenings. Reno and Las Vegas saw theirs contract by more than 20 days, and Tucson and Las Cruces by more than 10. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Well, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality recently awarded a $25,000 recycling grant to support a new food waste initiative by the city of Scottsdale. The state plans to gather data from local fire departments that will use recycling units to divert food scraps and turn them into reusable materials. Kerry Swick is an assistant fire chief for the fire department.
We support anything that is helpful for the environment and helpful for the financial status of the city of Scottsdale.
The fire stations became an important setting in the program They operate 24 hours and offer a lot of food waste. Well, the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality is offering an incentive for organizations to purchase electric heavy-duty vehicles. Bridget Dowd tells us what it is.
ADEQ is launching a pilot program for heavy-duty zero-emissions vehicles, like the trucks you might see delivering food to local grocery stores. ADEQ's Sarah Fitzgerald says the department is offering a $50,000 rebate to 20 eligible organizations that purchase qualifying all-battery electric heavy-duty vehicles.
By encouraging businesses to transition to a zero-emission vehicle, it's better for the air quality, it's better for the air that we all breathe in the state of Arizona.
In 2024, a bill in the state legislature granted the organization $1 million for the project. Applications open March 3rd and close June 15th. Details about eligibility can be found at kjzz.org. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, new speed cameras posted at 17 locations throughout the city of Phoenix going live today. Drivers caught violating the speed limit will receive a written warning by mail through March 24th. Then actual citations will be issued thereafter. The city chose 9 locations based on data involving the prominence of high-speed crashes. The other 8 are being posted in school zones. It will rotate weekly throughout the year. Well, a bill that would allow people to carry weapons into liquor stores as long as they have a permit has moved forward at the state Senate. The bill also puts limits on the owners who want to restrict firearms on their property. Ignacio Ventura has more.
Republican Senator Janae Shemp introduced the bill. Under the legislation, owners are restricted from posting signs prohibiting guns and cannot prevent people with firearms from accessing the property. Michael Infanzin of Arizona Citizens Defense League supports the bill.
The right of the individual citizen to defend themselves and or the state shall not be impaired. So anything that stops our ability to defend ourselves is a violation of our state constitution.
The bill also has opponents like Democratic Senator Lauren Cuby, who voted against it, saying guns and alcohol don't mix. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Arizona's Democratic Senator Ruben Gallego has introduced a bill that looks to make it easier to develop nuclear power plants. As Greg Hawney reports, one of the latest moves signaling that nuclear energy has gotten a new look in recent years.
The goal of Gallego's bill is to encourage developing new nuclear plants by reducing the risk of projects going over budget and taking too long to build.
There's going to be some cost sharing burden by the federal government for some of the initial plants to make sure that, again, we encourage private sector to also invest.
As energy demands skyrocket, largely from data centers and the AI boom, nuclear energy is being pushed by private businesses and elected officials in a way that hasn't happened in decades. Last year, President Trump signed a series of executive orders aimed at speeding up the production of nuclear power plants in the U.S. And last year, Arizona's 3 major utilities, SRP, APS, and TEP, said they have started the process of finding new locations for potential nuclear plants. Gallego says while renewable sources are important, nuclear can provide energy at large scales and produces no carbon emissions.
Because if we don't actually keep up with energy demand, there will be a switch to more carbon-based energy production, which will increase, you know, deaths across the country when it comes to, for example, lung disease and things of that nature.
Greg Hawney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, basketball, Suns shorthanded fell at home last night. They scored a season low and a 92-77 loss to the Portland Trailblazers. Phoenix coming off a double overtime win over Orlando at home Saturday, but they'll be without forward Dylan Brooks for a while after he broke his hand in that game. Colin Gillespie led the Suns with 18. Devin Booker and Grayson Allen set out also with nagging injuries. Baseball, the Diamondbacks continue their spring play in Goodyear today against the Cleveland Guardians, one of 7 exhibitions around the Valley on this Monday. And in football, sad story over the weekend. Former Cardinals receiver Rondale Moore was found dead Saturday in Indiana of what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Moore was drafted by the Cardinals in 2021, played 3 seasons in Arizona. He'd been sidelined by knee injuries the past 2 seasons. Rondale Moore was just 25. And that's will do it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast, this Monday, February 23rd. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a great day, and we're back at you to do it again tomorrow. Talk to you then.